to all receive His grace.
好，要教会能够一起往前。
So that the church can go forward as one.
那我也知道许多的弟兄姊妹都有很美好的见证。
And I know that a lot of brothers and sisters have great testimonies to share.
我们不但在周五的时候，我们有彼此的交通和分享。
So not only last Friday we have a sharing.
那我们也希望在主日这样的一个美好的早晨。我们有几位的弟兄姊妹在我们中间来做分享。
I also hope that this Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, we can share among ourselves.
如果还有安排到你，我也希望你能够把它写下来，把你的见证写下来。
If you're not arranged to give testimonies today, why don't you write it down?
就好像我们在北加州的那个石首西姐妹，她石首威姐妹她所分享的。
Just like our brother's sister C shared with us from San Jose.
就是好像我们可以在每日的周报里面，我们也可以常常刊登弟兄姐妹的见证。
So on a weekly email, we could share your testimony.
所以我们都一起得激励。
So that we can all be encouraged by your testimony.
所以早上的时候呢，我们有五位的弟兄姊妹会在我们中间做见证。
So this morning, five brothers and sisters will share with us their testimony.
我们见证的目的呢，不在于高举自己。
And the point of giving testimony is not boasting ourselves.
我们就是把主坐在我们身上的一点两点交通出来。
But we're sharing what God has done on you, one thing or two things.
那他们每个人有五分钟的时间。
And each person has about 5 minutes.
那虽然非常的短。
Even though it's a short period of time.
可是我相信他们会把那个主坐在他们身上最美的那个部分交通出来。
Yes, I believe that they will share with you the best part of their story.
好像我们一同得激励。
So that we can all be encouraged.
那当一位弟兄在上面，第一位弟兄或是姐妹在上面做见证的时候，
so when a brother or a sister giving their testimonies,
那我们就请第二位的弟兄或姐妹就接下来的弟兄或姐妹就坐到前面。
Then the next brother or sister, please come prepare at the front.
那我们就一位接着一位就我就不再念他们的姓名，那他们的姓名都在我的荧幕上面。
So one by one, they'll just come out.
那就是做完见证他们下去，然后下一个就接下来继续的交通。
So after one, the second one comes up.
那我们知道就是时间很紧，所以如果你前面交通太长，后面的人就要交通的很短。
So if the first one takes too long time, then the last one won't have.
那我们大家就掌握一下时间，我们做一个就是让大家都可以把里面的感动分享出来。
So hold on to your own time period.
好，那我们就把下面的时间交给第一位弟兄。蔡世英弟兄。
So the first thought, Brother James. Peace to your brothers and sisters.
这是来美国第四次参加特会。
This is my fourth time coming to the summer conference.
但是每次特会，都有不同的得着。
And I feel that every time I go, I take away something else.
特别是史弟兄常常在开始聚会之前提醒我们
，Especially Brother Steve would always start off with reminding us，
我们要在聚会里面遇见主
，That when we are going to a meeting， we want to meet the Lord。
那是第一个我们该做的事
，And that's the first thing we need to do。
之后才了解他所讲的道是什么
，And then after that we could start understanding the passage。
所以我要分享一下在特会当中我遇见主的一些事情。
So I want to share with you how I meet the Lord。
在去特会之前
，Before the summer conference，
我们的特会主题是，神是四维的火城，并要做其中的荣耀。
We know that our theme is that God is the surrounding wall of fire and the glory within。
神不只是火城
，And not only God is the wall of fire，
他还要在里面做里面的荣耀。
He will also be the glory within。
就想，我有让神成为那个荣耀吗
？So have you let God be your glory？
还是我只是？一个做基督徒活动的人而已。
Or am I just a walking Christian？
没有主的生命在我的里面。
Not really living by the life of God。
第二天的下午，师姐妹跟我们交通许多的事情。
And on the second day in the afternoon, when Sister C shared with her testimony，
特别说到奇怪弟兄临走之前
，Especially talked about how our brother David，
他所经历的事。
What he experienced.
诗篇六十二篇九节说
，In Psalm 62:9 it said，
下流人真是虚空。
It says the lowly people are in vain。
上流人也是虚假。
And then even the highly people they are fake。
放在天平里就必浮起。
When they put it on a balance, then they are so light。
他们一共比空气还轻。
They are even lighter than just air。
我在基督徒的生活里头。
Now, as a Christian,
好像做了很多事情
It looks like I have done a lot.
可是当我就想到当我面见主面的那个时候
But the moment comes when I get to meet the Lord face to face.
是不是我也像那在天平上面比空气还轻
Am I lighter than the air itself?
我在那边只看到主要跟我说一件事
And in here, I clearly see the Lord is telling me one thing.
我自己的作为是多么的羞愧。
That what I have done is just a shame.
很多时候都只是人的作为而已。
A lot of times I'm just doing it with what a man would do.
只是用自己的能力去做。
Using my own strength.
而不是靠着圣灵。
And not using the Spirit.
我不是先问主。
Not asking the Lord first.
弟兄姐妹也许在教会里面看我有许多的服事。
So brothers and sisters, you may see that I have done a lot at church.
但是我要告诉你，我里面有很多的挣扎。
But I tell you that I have a lot of internal struggles.
没有神，我不能这么做。
And without God, I can't do nothing.
我感谢母亲过去给我的栽培。
I thank my mother who has raised me.
也一直为我的祷告。
And pray for me my whole life.
我不懂为什么她那么看重这个长子。
I don't understand why she thinks of me so highly.
直到念到旧约，才知道原来长子的名分这么重要。
And then it is when I read the Old Testament that I understand the importance of being the first son.
因为长子是要献给神的。
Because the first son is to be consecrated to God.
在呼召的晚上。
On the night of the calling.
撒迦利亚书十章一节说
In Zechariah 10:1 it says
当春雨的时候
Asking rain from the Lord at the time of the spring rain
你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨
The Lord who makes the storm cloud
他必为众人降下甘霖
And he will give them showers of rain
使田园生长菜蔬
And vegetation in the field will bloom
在主这边主又跟我说一句话
And here the Lord says another thing to me
原来我的信心只是在嘴巴上。
It says that my faith only lies on my mouth.
不是在我的心里。
On my lips and not in my heart.
我为别人祷告的时候，我只是嘴巴说说。
When I pray, I'm only using my lips.
却没有先寻求主，到底我要为那个人祷告什么？
And I didn't really ask the Lord to find out what I need to pray for that person first.
甚至是为我自己祷告什么？
And that is the same for myself.
但是主在那边跟我说。你只要在你的心的里面以简单的信来求，你就必得着。
But then here the Lord is reminding me that through simple faith, what you seek, you will find.
当天晚上，我一样在主的面前求。
And that night, I came to the Lord and I asked.
过去的特会，我也常常为清心组的小弟兄姐妹按手祷告。
And in the last couple summer conferences, I would always pray for my group, the group of faith.
但我都是以我自己眼睛所看到的来为他们祷告。
But I'm only praying for them for what I can see.
而不是等候主的圣灵来告诉我要为他们祷告什么。
And not really praying for them for what the Spirit would ask me to pray for them.
但这次我等候主。
But this time I waited.
主清楚把他要我为他们祷告的事情告诉我。
And the Lord clearly let me know what I need to pray for the little sisters and brothers for.
主很清楚的一一点名说我要为他们祷告的事项。
And the Lord really clearly leads to me one by one what I need to pray for them.
原来神的话语是那么的清楚。
And then I realized how clear is God's word.
虽然它很微小。
Even though the voice could be small.
但是我心里面可以听到。
But I can hear him.
很感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord.
主要透过我在这些事情上面来学习。
And the Lord wants me to learn a lesson through this.
虽然在人面前有许多的服事
Even though I might do a lot of things before people's eyes.
但是我仍然要像穆迪弟兄一样
Yet I want to be like Brother Moody.
每天来向主求
Every day I first seek.
求圣灵再来充满
And to ask to be filled by the Spirit first.
每天充满在我的里头
And every day to be filled.
最后一天的信息马拉基书三章十六节说到
In the last day of the message in Malachi 3:16 it says
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another
耶和华侧耳而听
And the Lord gave attention and heard it
且有纪念册在他面前
And a book of remembrance was written
记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人
Before him for those who feared the Lord and who esteemed his name
主说这里还有一本纪念册
The Lord now tells us that there is a book of remembrance.
我不知道我自己是在纪念册上面。
I don't know if I'm one of the names on His book.
但是我期待主让透过圣灵在我里面做工。
But then I hope that the Lord will work on me through the Spirit.
让他的荣耀能够从我身上彰显。
So that His glory can be revealed through me.
不再是照着我自己的才能。
Not just through my own might or strength.
乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
But through the power of the Spirit.
感谢主过去的日子。
And thanks to the Lord for the days.
魔在我身上做工。
That he has worked on me.
我知道他之后还要继续做工。
I know that he will continue his work.
即便我有跌倒的时候。
Even though sometimes I stumbled.
他还是愿意来救我。
He will still save me.
他还是愿意将他的圣灵赐给我。
He will still give me his name.
荣耀归给主。
And the glory is to the Lord.
谢谢。
Thank you. Peace, dear brothers and sisters.
很荣幸今天可以站在这里分享我在夏令会的一些得着。
I'm very honored to share with you my testimony from the summer conference.
夏令会对我来讲是教会年年都有的一个节目。
Summer conference has become a mundane thing. It happens once a year.
对我来说，这只是一个例行公事。
And for me, it has now become a routine.
所以在我这次去夏令会之前，我的心情并没有改变，还是觉得就只是去去而已。
So to me, before going to the summer conference, it was just a routine. I would just go.
可是我清楚的知道，我心里面是非常非常的枯干。
Even though before then, I knew that I was really thirsty at heart.
因为过去两年工作忙碌的关系，我远离了神。
The past 2 years, I've been working very, very hard, and for that, I departed from the Lord.
可是我在远离神的同时，我又清楚地知道神无时无刻地与我同在。
And at the same time, even when I'm far away from God, I know that God is still working on me every day.
因为当我需要在工作上碰到困难，需要神向神求的时候
，Because whenever I face a difficulty and when I ask.
神就会回应我，帮助我。
Then the Lord would answer.
可是当我在工作上又平顺的时候
，And then once the difficulty is passed, now when everything is just smooth sailing,
我就把神摆一边。
Then I would now put God aside again.
在第三天晚上的信息特别说到
，On the third day at the night message, it talked about
窑匠的异象
，To talk about the vision of the porter.
窑匠就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The porter is Jesus himself.
我们是他所选的泥土。
And we are the clay that he has chosen.
我们这块泥土是有很多的杂质的。
And this clay is filled with other material inside.
可是主耶稣就这样子不断的来炼我们，把我们的杂质给除掉。
But it is Jesus who is also the refiner who is burning us to get rid of the impurities.
从来不会因为这块泥土的肮脏。
It was never the clay because of its filthiness.
主把我们丢掉。
That God put us aside or throw us away.
他永远都有一个心里想要把我们造成一个完美的样式。
And God's will has always been making us perfect, just like Him.
当我听到这个的时候，一开始特别的摸着到我。
When I heard this message, it really touches me.
心里也感到非常的惭愧。
And I really feel ashamed for what I have done.
因为在这将近两年的时间内，我把神当成是一个可有可无的物品。
Because for the past 2 years, God to me is like an object that I can have and not have.
呼召的那时候。
And when the calling started,
我心里只是一直感觉对不起主。
I really felt and I keep apologizing to God.
因为我知道他没有离开过我。
Because I knew that he never left me.
可是我却时常离开他。
Yet I always walk away from him.
我一直眼泪不断的流。
And I started crying, cannot stop.
跪在神的面前一直说对不起。
And I bow down before the Lord and all I could say is I'm sorry.
突然有一个声音。
And all of a sudden I hear this voice.
真是一个甜美的声音。
It is such a sweet voice.
他告诉我说没有关系，他了解，他赦免了我。
And the voice says that it is okay. I understand. I forgive you.
突然之间，我那种觉得我这个浩大的罪就这样子被神拿去了。
And all of a sudden, I feel like all these bad things that I have done is now being forgiven.
我继续的在向神求。
And then I seek him more. I ask for more.
求这个圣灵可以再一次的临到我。
I ask the Spirit to come and come some more.
在我去教会之前，我是没有这种想法的。
Now before I came to this summer retreat, I never had any longing.
可是不知道为什么这个饥渴的心就这样子涌出来。
But I don't know why. At that moment, all I want is more.
那时有一位弟兄来到我面前帮我按手祷告。
And at that time, a brother came to me and laid his hand on my head.
这个圣灵就这样子临到我了。
And then I feel that the Spirit came.
我心中那种干掉的感觉又再次被圣火烧起来了。
And my heart, which was just dry before, is now soaked and burned.
感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord.
我还是觉得不够。
I still want some more.
因为我觉得要回到这个世界，这个世界实在太可怕了。
Because I feel like that when I come down back to the world is so scary.
去了特会这么多年。
And I've been to the summer conference so many years.
从来没有一次觉得特会这个地方实在是甜美。
I never thought that the summer retreat was a great thing to do, a great place to stay.
也是我第一次感觉到我不想离开。
And this is the first time ever that I did not want to go.
所以我并没有因为得到了这个圣灵的火，我就站起来走人。
So I didn't just go after I received.
因为我还要更多。
Because I stayed and I asked for more.
那时又有一个声音。
And then at that time I hear another voice.
告诉我说要有信心。
And the voice says that have faith.
信心这两个字就一直在我的心里面。
And then now the word faith stays in my heart.
现在我在祷告的不再是求圣火，而是求有信心。
Now I no longer ask for the burning fire, but now I ask for faith.
要对他有信心。
To ask to have faith.
要穿上这个能力。
And to put on his power.
虽然我们是在世界上行走的基督徒。
Even though we're Christians walking in this world.
但是因为主耶稣的拯救和他的圣灵。
Yet because of his salvation and his Holy Spirit.
我们每天就像是一个新的人，带着这个新的生命。
Every day we are a new man and we put on a new life.
当我回家的时候
，And when I got back home,
心里充满了主的爱。
My heart was filled with Jesus' love.
也充满了这种要对主有信心的思想。
And it's also filled with thoughts of being faithful.
感谢主，才一个礼拜。
And thanks to the Lord, it's just one week.
可是我每天不断的思想。
But every day I would think about his love.
从前没有好好的，从前把主想摆一边就摆一边的这个思想也不见了。
Before it would be very easy to put God aside. Now I am not like that anymore.
因为我每天都想要来到主的面前赞美他。
Because every day I want to come before this Lord and praise him.
并且读他的话语。
And read his words.
感谢主耶稣。
And thanks.To Jesus.
给我这样子的机会。
Then now I have another chance.
我相信在座很多的人都去过特会很多次。
I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters have come to many, many conferences.
有时候去也只不过是人到心不到。
And a lot of times we just showed up in person.
可是我们要记住，主耶稣从不会丢弃我们，忘记我们。
But one thing I want you to remember is that Jesus will never give up on you.
感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord.
大家好，然后这个是我第一次，然后在这站在这里就是做见证，然后我是有一点紧张。然后今天也是非常感谢主让我在这里做见证，然后这次这个夏令会对我的感
So, brothers and sisters, it is my first time sharing my testimony with you, and I'm nervous, so give me a chance.
这次夏令会对我的那个感动与触摸。
I want to share with you my touching and my experience and testimony in the summer conference.
真是有主的带领，然后圣灵的充满，我们都是非常喜乐、非常平安，也是非常幸福的。
And it is through the leading of Christ and also the filling of the Spirit, I really feel that we are blessed.
然后这次夏令会我最得着的几句话就是信与顺服。
This time, the most important thing that I got from summer conference is that once you believe and be faithful, be obedient.
当你顺服的时候，你的心就是圣洁的。
When you're obedient, then you become consecrated.
只有神才能供给我们心灵深处的干渴。
And it is only God who could fill us at the deepest of our heart.
脱去我们老旧的生命。
And to put away our old life.
也只有圣灵才能充满我们内心渴望的心。
And it is only the Holy Spirit that can fill our thirsty.
是，然后是最近，然后也是我们家的一点事情，就是让我不知道该怎样面对的时候。
And there's also something happened to my family, and I didn't know how to face it.
是主一直带领着我们。
But it is the Lord who is leading my family.
也是主一次又一次的赐给我平安和喜乐。
And it is the Lord who has given me peace time and time again.
让我面对任何事情都不再害怕，不再紧张。
So that whatever things arise, I will no longer be in fear.
一直以来在那个属灵的道路上，我也是成长得很慢很慢。
Now this whole time, my spiritual growth has been slow.
也没有就是学会怎样去顺服。
And I also felt that I never learned the lessons of how to be obedient.
总以为自己会支撑一切。
And I always thought that I could just take care of it and shoulder everything.
当问题真的来的时候。
But when a real problem arises.
我发现我弱小的心灵无法面对这一切。
Then I realized that my little self cannot take on any challenge.
我把这一切都交出在主的手里的时候。
And it is at the point when I give everything, all the burdens in God's hand.
是没了平安，没了喜乐。
And then all of a sudden, I feel peace and joyous.
是主的大能大爱让我坦诚面对这一切。
It is the great love of the Lord that now I can face anything.
同时也让我学会学习怎么样把所有的困难。
It is also at that time that I learned that I could give him all my difficulties, all my weaknesses.
所有的缺乏都交托给主。
And all my lacking, I just put it in his hand.
只有主才能救我们走出困境。
And it is only the Lord that could take us away from all this.
担当我的痛苦。
To take on my sufferings.
当我们找对于主的关系的时候，把主放在第一位。
And when I realize my relationship with God is that I have to put Him as my first place.
他就像能堵住我们生活中所漏掉的洞一样。
Then He is like someone who can fill all the empty holes.
其实也可能正是生活中一点点漏洞，然后会给我的生活、家庭带来很大麻烦。
And maybe even though just a small little hole, through the leaking of that hole, it brings us trouble.
但是我相信只要与我同在。
But I believe that it is when I am with God.
只要我去依靠主。
When I relied on Him.
可能我的漏洞就会越来越小。
Then maybe my opening will become smaller.
只要有主与我同在。
When the Lord is with me.
就能彰显出一个新的生命。
Then I could now reveal this new life.
以前当那个主召唤我的时候，圣灵召唤我们的时候
，Before when I was filled by the Holy Spirit，
我真的不敢走上前去。
When the calling came， I was afraid to go up。
我甚至担心主知道我的心思，我不是那么的顺服。
I was really worried that God will know what I'm thinking, that I'm not really obedient。
但在这次夏令会中
，But in this summer conference，
真的感谢主打开我的心。
Truly thanks to the Lord that my heart was opened.
让我那么愿意的去接受他，相信他，信服他，亲近他。
And I was willing to go up to receive him, to let him fill me.
主的大能就那么的神奇的触摸了我。
And then the power of God filled me completely.
就是在那天下午，然后为我们就是有一个特别的一个祷告的聚会中，我当时心里边非常紧张，非常害怕，也非常惊慌。
Just on the afternoon before the calling, we had a special meeting when we seek and ask and prayed, and I was still worried at that time.
当祷告完的时候
And after we finished our prayer,
我的心就像轻轻地飘了起来，就不知道那心去哪儿了。
And then my heart, I didn't even know where it went. It feels like it went away.
整个心都是空的。
I felt that my whole heart was empty.
那一刻就再也找不到一点的沉重。
And then at that time, I feel that all my burden is now lifted away.
没有了紧张，也没有了害怕。
I was no longer worried, not in fear.At all.
所以那种感觉真的太奇妙了。我觉得主是与我同在。
And that feeling was so amazing. I know that God's presence is with me.
在这里，我也只想对主说。
And at that time, the only thing I wanted to say.
你是那样的伟大，那样的神奇。
To God is that how great are you and how amazing is you?
你能主宰一切。
That you are the ruler of all things.
只有你才能带领我。
It is you that can lead me.
爱护我。
Love me.
让我来仰慕你。
So let me be at your bosom.
感谢你，赞美你。
To thank you and praise you.
直到永远。
Until forevermore.
谢谢。
弟兄姊妹好，非常感谢主耶稣给我这个机会，有一点点特会的经历的分享。
So peace to brothers and sisters. Thanks to the Lord that I have some testimony to share.
我想我主要想分享一下就是呼召的那天晚上的我和我女儿 Angel 的一些情形。
One thing I want to share with you is that on the calling night, me and my daughter Angel, what we did.
这一次特会感谢主，就是让 Angel 呢都有机会一直跟我和张彤坐在一起来参加聚会。
And、praise the Lord that this summer conference, my daughter Angel shared her whole time with me and my husband.
等到呼召的那天晚上呢，实际上呼召的时候，我和张彤起来，我说要往前去的时候，心里面蛮犹豫的，要不要叫安卓一起跟我们去。
And then on the night of the calling, when Brother C asked us to stand up and come forward, I was a little worried. When my husband and I stand up, we didn't know if we should invite Angel to come with us.
因为她实在只有14岁，然后以前也没有这样的经过这样的情形。
Because in fact, she was only 14 years old, and this may be her first experience.
所以我犹豫了一下，就没有叫她到前面来。
And I was a little worried. I thought she might be overwhelmed, so I didn't ask her to come.
所以当我和张彤站在台前就是准备接受圣灵的时候，可是我心里面一直是不平安。
So when my brother and I, when we're up front waiting for the Spirit to come, I didn't feel peaceful that Angel was not with us.
所以我想是圣灵的催促，他把我催促回到我的座位。
And then I think it is the Holy Spirit telling me to go back to my seat.
当我回到座位的时候，看到 Angel 眼睛里面噙满了泪水。
When I went back to my feet, on my seat, I saw that Angel was filled with tears.
我知道主耶稣已经开始在做工了。
And I knew that it is Jesus who is already working.
所以我就问他 ，Angel 要不要跟妈妈一起到前面去接受圣灵
？So that I asked her, Angel, do you want to go up with me to receive the Spirit?
她点头。
And then she nodded.
我们两个手领手的就走到了台前。
So we held hands and we walked up.
站在 Nancy 的后面。
We stood behind Nancy.
Nancy 前面是Keith, 他跪在那里。
And then Keith was before Nancy, he was bowing down.
当我和 Angel 到达那里的时候，刚刚站定，奇妙的事情就发生。
And then when we just got up to the stage, then amazing thing happened.
一直在那里一直长跪在那里的 Keith, 他站起来跟 Nancy 说，走，我们为 Angel 祷告。
And then all of a sudden, Keith stood up and said, Nancy, we'll go pray for Angel.
他根本不知道 Angel 已经在他后面。
And Keith didn't even know that Angel was already right there behind him.
就是圣灵这样奇妙的工作，让 Nancy 和 Keith 来为 Angel 祷告，因为他们知道他这一个特会他一直在这里，而且他现在面临一些升学，就是一些情形，所以他们来为他祷告。
And I think Keith and Nancy knew that Angel was going through some challenges at school that she has to know where she wanted to go later. So they wanted to pray for Angel.
所以当他们祷告的时候 ，Angel 被神灵充满。
So when they prayed for Angel, Angel was filled by the Spirit.
紧接着使弟兄来为我们祷告。
And then Brother C came and prayed for us.
我 Nancy 还有 Angel 我们跪在地上。
Nancy, Angel and I, we were kneeled down on the floor.
我想圣灵的工作是很强悍，所以那个时候Angel 和 Nancy 都大大的被圣灵充满。
And I think that through the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, both Angel and Nancy were filled.
那这时候就剩下了我。
And then at that time, I was the only one left.
因为 就像刚才伊凡姐妹所讲的一样，就是我长期非常忙碌的工作让我真的远离了主。
Because just like Sister Heidi, through the busyness of work, I have been departed from God.
我真的知道我心里面真的有多么的枯竭，但是我那个时候是很渴望主能够给我力量。
I knew that how dry I have become, and at that time I really asked the Lord to touch me.
可是Nancy 和 Angel 都已经被圣灵大大充满，可是我还是在那里一动不动。
I know that Nancy and Angel right next to me, they're already filled. I am still just right there.
这时候，一个声音告诉我要向主来认罪。
And then at that time, I hear a voice that says, "You have to first confess."
我真的是那个时候，我马上心里的来向主来求，向主来求他的赦免。
And then at that time, I started asking for the forgiveness from the Lord.
当我向他祷告求他来赦免我的时候，
and when I started praying and asked for his forgiveness,
然后之后就是要一个声音告诉我要大大的赞美他。
And then I hear another voice that says, "Now praise him with all your voice."
因为他实在是为我们成就了所有的大事。
Because he is the one that has completed all things.
这个时候圣灵大大降下来，真的是给我很大的力量，让我来不停的来赞美他。
And at that time, I was so filled by the power of the Spirit that I cannot stop praising him.
对，我觉得那个时间的话是那样的美好，真的我一直不想过去。我觉得那个在那一个刹那的时候，主的同在是那样的强。
And yes, I also agree that I did not want that time to ever end. I feel the presence of the Lord is so strong that I want to be with Him.
我真的希望能够从我的心里面能有一个什么样的歌声能出来，但是大家也听到，可能是我的声音一直在好像在唱歌，但是不知道什么词。
And I really, and then maybe you've heard that voice during that time that someone was trying to sing. That was me, just trying to yell and praise.
但那个时候我就是不想这个时候不想过去，所以我久久的跪在那里不想起来。
And I did not want that time to go away at all, so I just kneel down there continuously.
当我起来之后，圣灵还催促我回到座位上，我就叫仁杰和燕华姊妹一起说来为我们的教会祷告。
And then after finally I stood up, I went back to my seat, and I asked brother and sisters to pray together for our church.
所以我们大家坐下来为教会祷告的时候，神就告诉我们，虽然我们有遇到这样那样的困难，但是借着圣灵，主耶稣会负我们的责任。
But then I think during that time when we come together in a circle to pray, God tells us that even though the church is facing some difficulties, we will have the power to go through it.
我们每个人要摆上自己的那一份。
And what it matters is that everyone has to partake.
那我们的教会就会复兴。
And then our church will revive.
所以我想我这次特会最多的得着两点，一个是孩子们在座有很多家长跟我一样，可能有这样那样的担心，但是只有主耶稣来负他们的责任。
So I think there's two things that I really want to share. First is my children. I think a lot of parents are here with us.Believe in the Lord that He will take care of your children.
大胆的把他们交给主耶稣，主耶稣圣灵浇灌他们，他们就会更加真实的体会到主耶稣的真实。他们会真的是圣灵会带领他们的一生。
So go ahead and put your children in God's hand. God will fill them with His Spirit and lead them with you.
另外一项就是主耶稣实在配得我们穷尽一生的年月来赞美他。
And the second thing is that our Lord is truly worthy for us to praise Him.
因为无论我们在什么样的光景，主耶稣都与我们同在。
Because it doesn't matter truly what condition you're in, Jesus is with you.
那只有用我们的口，这是主耶稣赐给我们赞美他的乐器。
And what we can do is we use our lips and we use our voice because that is the instrument that the Lord has given all of us.
一直来大大的赞美他。
Forevermore to praise Him.
所以我是诗班的一员。
That I am part of the singing the hymn group.
以前没有在诗班的时候，很多时候诗班献诗的时候，我在下面都想唱。
I'm part of the worship team, and when the worship team before I joined, when they sang, I wanted to join them.
所以现在在诗班里面，我可以大声的来赞美他。
So now I'm part of the worship team, and I could sing to him loudly.
我也邀请下面的弟兄姊妹，如果你像我一样在诗班上面赞美的时候，你也想唱，那你也来加入我们的诗班。
So brothers and sisters, let me ask you, when the worship team sings, if you want to sing along, join us.
不用担心你五音全还是不全，我觉得主耶稣会帮我们调弦定音。
It don't matter if you can sing enough, Jesus will help you sing.
他会真的是，我们无论是什么样的声音，什么样的声调，只要我们用心来赞美他，他就会喜悦。
Doesn't matter if you know how to sing, if you're tone deaf, Jesus will help you.
最后一点就是， 我觉得我们教会的每一个弟兄姊妹都有一个责任。
And lastly, I think that all brothers and sisters in this church, you have a responsibility.
我想我们每一个人借着这次聚会，圣灵呼召我们每一个人要放上自己的那一份。
And I hope that this time when the Spirit calls, everyone will give your share.
无论你是什么样的情形，向主耶稣来求，求我们教会把我们每一个弟兄姊妹联络整齐。
Whatever condition you're in, ask and pray so that all the brother and sister can be connected.
我们大家互相扶持，来把我们的教会复兴我们的教会，因为这里是神的家。
And we will help each other, and the church will revive.
我相信我们对自己有信心，更对主有信心，因为主耶稣会在做工。
So have faith in Jesus, because He will work through you.
我们真的是把我们的信心抛埋在主耶稣的身上，他会大大的复兴我们的教会。
So when we put our faith in Jesus, then He will revive our church.
就好像我们刚才唱的诗歌一样，我们等候，我们来求圣灵，就会大大的充满我们。
Just like the song that we just said, when we wait, the Spirit will fill us.
求主耶稣给我们更多的力量，感谢神。
Jesus will fill us with strength. Thank you.
听弟兄姊妹们交通。
So my turn.
听他们的交通哈。
So after I hear the testimonies of brothers and sisters.
我的心也同样的受感，然后很激动哈。
I'm also touched, and now I'm stimulated.
因为我们知道我们在山上特会的，不是山上，我们在特会的当中，我们都得到蒙了主的很大的恩典。
Because it seems like brothers and sisters, all we receive from the conference.
若是大家不健忘的话
if you remember,
你们应该记得我去年。特会回来跟今年特会回来应该是不太一样的。
If you're not forgetful, then you will remember that last year when we come back from the conference, different from today.
这次的特会回来，我觉得我的心常常在一个很激动、很喜乐的一个状况之下。
This time when I came back, I feel that my heart is still tumbling. It is filled with excitement.
因为没想到主在我们身上有他美好的旨意我就觉得我们是何等的荣幸。
Because I can't believe that the Lord has a commission for us, and I'm so glad that we're part.
这次的题目是特会的题目是神是四维的火城又是其中的荣耀。
And our theme this time is that God is the surrounding fire, also the glory within.
为什么讲说是神是四维的火城呢？
Now why is God the wall of fire?
有一般的人被掳的人被神呼召回到耶路撒冷。
Because a group of people they're captured and now they're led back to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城墙也被拆毁了。
And then in Jerusalem, the city wall is destroyed.
圣殿也被拆毁了。
And the temple is also destroyed.
这批回来的人回归的人。
And the people that come back.
好像在乡村里面居住没有保护。
All of a sudden, they live in this village, seems like they're without any protection.
但是这个时候神却来向撒迦利亚来显现。
But here, at that point, the Lord revealed himself to Zechariah.
我们看到神要在这群的人的周围作为四维的火城。
And then God said that I will be the wall of fire for His people.
很奇妙的，神还要在这些人的中间成为荣耀。
And more than that, just being the wall, He also wants to be the glory within.
我们特会之前，我们常常带着我们的光景。
Now before the summer conference, we all had our difficulties.
我们的有些软弱。
And some of us were weak.
我们有些难处。
Some of us were facing difficulty.
甚至黑暗。
Some of us were darkness.
好，我们真的是盼望来到特会的当中。
And all we want is that we long to come to the conference.
主解决我们的问题。
So that the Lord will take care of our problems.
带我们越过这些困难。
To take us and overcome this problem.
我们带着我们的渴慕来到主的面前。
We come with our longing to the Lord.
虽然我们的问题都不太一样。
Even though we all have different difficulties.
但是我们向主有一个共同的渴慕。
But yet we share the same longing.
我们都希望主做一些事情。
We want the Lord to do something.
但是我们常常忘记了神在我们身上的旨意。
But one thing we always forget is the commission of God.
在弥迦书三章六章那个地方说。
In Amica 3:6 it says.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
It says that people, Lord has already shown you what is goodness.
他向你所要的是什么呢？
And what is He asking from you?
只要你行公义，好怜悯。
It is when you work, if you act righteousness.
存谦卑的心。
With mercy.
最后一句话，与你的神同行。
With humbleness and walk with your Lord your God.
神在我们身上有何等的美意
？So God has a good wish for us.
神在创世之前就拣选了我们。
Before the universe is created, God chose us.
神呼召我们。
God called us.
神拯救我们。
God saved us.
神锻炼我们。
God put us through trials，
圣别我们在这个世界上过不同的生活。
To consecrate us so that we could live a different life，
这是神要的。
And that's what God wants。
我们常常到特会当中都想到我要的。
So whenever we came to the conference, we always saying what I want, what I want。
但是这次特会之前，我在寻主面前寻求的时候。
Before the conference, when I was seeking for the Lord，
我带着一个干渴慕的心来到主的面前。
That I came with a heart of longing。
主啊，你要什么？
And I said, Lord, what do you want from me?
我们的教会好像很荒凉。
I think that our church is quite barren.
每一个家庭里面的大大小小的难处捆绑我们。
Our families are so desolated.
好像没有什么力气。
And we are without strength.
主啊，你要我们要的是什么？
So Lord, what are you asking from us?
第一堂特会的第一堂，史弟兄在那边讲。
And at our first meeting, Brother Steve,
他先讲到我们的这次主题的背景。
He talked about the background of our theme.
我们都是被掳的。
That how we are a people of captivity.
但是神在这个地方做一个复兴的工作。
But it is God who is reviving.
神要做四围的火城。
God will be the surrounding fire.
又要做其中的荣耀。
And the glory within.
这个深深的抓着我的心。
And this message captured my heart.
我们不是只有过自己的生活。
That I'm not just living my life.
对，我们真的是主在我的里面能够活出来哈。
But it is God who reveals himself.
那个荣耀从我的里面活出来。
And it is the glory that
God. 让我们过的生活与是不同。
So that we will live a different life.
啊，现在年轻人羡慕啊，周末的时候到 pub 去喝酒狂欢。
For the younger people, they might want to go to a pub and party on the weekend.
但是我们有没有觉得说，我们在主的面前的生活能够活出他荣耀来的时候
？But don't you think that when we could reveal God's glory?
哎呀，这地上的这一切算什么呢
？Then all the worldly thing, what do they count for?
我感谢主，这样的一个思想一直在我的里面。
And thanks to the Lord, that's the thought I have.
我们发现不是只有靠我们自己的能力。
Then I realized that it is not by my might or my strength.
史弟兄在第二篇、第三篇、第四篇
，And on the second, third, and fourth message,
都讲到圣灵的日子。
Brothers, he talked about the day of the Holy Spirit.
都讲到圣灵与教会的复兴。
It talked about the Holy Spirit and the
revival
of the church.
我们教会需要复兴，不是吗？
Don't our church need to be
revived? 什么叫做复兴呢？
What is a revival?
啊，那个 Mary 姊妹跟我们交通道。
Sister Mary said about.
她去查原文呢。
And she said, going back to the original language.
复兴就是重新叫我们有气息啊。
Revival means that you have a new breath.
当我们觉得很软弱的时候。
When we feel weak.
我们真的好像是死去的人啊。
We are like a dead person.
当我们被仇敌掳去的时候。
When we are taken captive by an enemy.
我们好像死去的人。
We are like a dead person.
我们要重新在我们的主求圣灵在我们的里面。
So we have to ask the spirits to touch us.
重新点燃那复兴的火。
To ignite a fire.
叫我们重新有生活。
So that we could have a new life.
叫我们有重新有属天的生活。
So we could have a new heavenly life.
这样的思想一直抓着我。
And it is this thought that
captured me. 但是我非常非常的感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
每次我们诗班在练习的时候。
Every time when the worship team practice.
一直到会堂中间我们开始献诗的时候。
Until we go to the meeting and sing.
我就觉得主的那个圣灵就在我们的当中。
I feel that the Holy Spirit of the Lord is in the midst of us.
借着我们一点点的侍奉。
And through a little service.
带下属天属灵的福气来。
It brought down all the heavenly blessings.
每次我看到那个北加他们不唱我们这个圣徒诗歌的。
And every time when I see the San Jose Church don't sing the hymn.
每次情不自禁跟着我们诗班一起唱诗。
But they would also sing with us on a song.
我实在觉得那种敬拜赞美是出于里面心里面的一个真实。
And I truly feel like that our worship is from our heart.
那个不唱圣徒诗歌的跟我们一起唱啊。
But the people that don't even know that song, they sing.
我觉得一个圣灵，同一位圣灵在我们的里面激动我们。
Because the same Spirit now stimulates.
叫我们爱教会。
So that we can love our church.
叫我们爱弟兄姊妹。
So we can love brothers and sisters.
叫我们能够像摩西一样为他的百姓代求。
So just like Moses, who interceded for his people.
所以我非常的感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
让我们在主的面前有一点点侍奉。
So that we can come before the Lord and do a little bit.
那个 Ernest 弟兄那天讲到。
Brother Ernest said.
我们里面有一个荣耀的呼召。
That in us there's this glorious calling.
叫我们成为圣洁。
Call us to be holy.
我觉得这个就是神要我们的，不是吗？
This is exactly what God asked.
我觉得。在下午的那个十首位Mary 姊妹在交通他们的见证的时候
And I feel that when Sister Mary was giving her testimony
我发现我们最欠缺的就是一个荣耀的生活
I realize that what we are lacking is this glorious life
神在我们身上做了那么多的工作
God has done so much on us
无非就是要叫我们归神
And the only thing he asked for us is to be his people Remember
神呼召我们
God called us
做君尊的祭司
To be the holy priest
做圣洁的国民
to be His holy people.
所以我很快的讲一下那个我们施守为弟兄施守为姊妹哈。
So quickly, Sister
Mary, 他讲到教会的核心的价值。
She talked about the core value of a church.
凡事要根据圣经。
That all things we follow the Bible.
凡事要跟随圣灵。
And all things we follow the Spirit.
在生活的里面，我们依据信心的原则。
So that's our core value in our daily life.
我们要有一个整体的身体的侍奉。
So together we have a corporate body to serve as one.
我们因为在主的家中，在主基督的学校做门徒。
So that in Christ's school we are His students.
最后一点就是在生活中活出主耶稣的形象。
And lastly is how do we live our life in His image?
我觉得这个是我这次特会回来很大的一个负担。
I feel like that this is the burden that I receive.
圣灵给我们很多的恩赐。
That the Holy Spirit gave us a lot of gifts.
这次特会也请下他的祝福来。
And this conference, He truly filled us.
我们回来的时候发现。
And when we came back, we realized.
我们的问题都还在。
That all our problems are still there.
对不对
？Right.
我们小石头我们可以踢开。
Now if it's a little stone, we could kick it away.
大石头我们搬一搬把它搬开。
If it's a big rock, we may be able to move it.
大山挡在我们前面的时候，我们该怎么办
？But now if there's a mountain in your way, what are you to do?
我们直行而过。
We will walk through it.
这是神所应许我们的。
Because that's what God promised.
在神的能力的里面，他带我们直往而过。
His might, He lead us through this mountain.
在约翰一书第三章。
In 1 John chapter 3.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
You see what God's love for us.
使我们得称神。
So that we can be called children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And truly, we are children of God.
世人虽不认识我们。
So when the world does not recognize us.
因未曾认识他。
Because the world does not recognize him.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
So dear brother and sister.
我们现在是神的儿女。
That now we are children of God.
将来如何还未显明。
Now whatever's future to come, we will find out.
但我们知道主若显现。
But one thing we know is that when God returns,
我们必要像他。
We will be like Him.
因为必得见他的真体。
Because we will see Him.
我盼望我们保守圣灵的同在。
And I hope that we will keep the Spirit.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都愿意在神的面前过圣洁的生活。
And each brother and sisters, we will live a consecrated life.
我们在地上有荣耀。圣洁的见证。
So in this world, we will be His glorious testimony.
真的感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
我们每一年都有特会。
That each year we have a summer conference.
每一年的特会都有它的目的。
And each summer conference there's a different theme.
每次我们聚会。
And each time we meet.
每七天我们就有一次的聚会。
Every 7 day we meet.
那我们一次一次聚会的目的。
So time and time again, what is our goal?
那我们就是要专心追求主。
Is that we want to follow Him.
我们对主要有渴慕。
A pure heart with a longing.
我们祷告主。
And we pray.
得经历来走路。
So that we could receive.
我们看下一个投影片哈。
Next slide.
那我真的觉得就是说，每一年我们花时间。
And I truly believe that every time we make time,
每一个家庭带着儿女一起去
，and family you bring forth your children,
我还是只有这样的一个负担
，and I only have one burden,
就是我们为着我们的儿女，我们可以投资非常多的金钱
，is that we invest a lot of money in our children,
在各种不同的事上
，in different activities,
可是我们也要注意
，but one thing we have to pay attention,
我们把我们金钱也花在他们培育他们的灵命上面
，that you will also spend your resource to grow their spiritual life,
我们相信神会。造就我们的下一代。
And I believe that God will take care of our next generation.
他们借着各种不同的器皿。
The through the different vessels.
在那他们在那里服侍我们儿女的时候。
When the different vessels serve our children.
你知道最先得到的就是我们做父母的。
You know that you have to be the first one to receive.
同样的，当神的工作坐在我们中间的时候。
And at the same time when God's work is on you.
我相信得到复兴的就是我们教会。
Then I think that then our church will receive your.
所以今年特会的追求。他有一个目的
，So this year we have a theme，
就是追求属灵的生命与那个实际。
Is that we will long for this the true experience and reality of the spirit？
所以就讲到就是说，我们忘记主呢就被掳。
So it says that when we forgot, then we become captive.
那如果我们归回主呢，我们就被恢复。
And when we return, we are now revived.
恢复的目的是为建造
，and when we restore, then we can build.
可是建造并不容易
，but it is hard to rebuild.
所以呢，当我们外面照着圣经的时候
，so when we're following the Bible, it's external.
我们发现圣灵在我们的里面就给我们感动，跟着来行。
Then we realize that it is the Spirit internally that is telling us what to do.
所以刚刚我们救济弟兄呢，他按着每一天的一个信息呢，已经做了一些的小小的结论。
So Brother George gave us a quick summary of our messages.
那我在这边呢，也是为了每一今天的信息呢，我也做了一个小小的结论。
And here I have also an outline of everything.
晚上的时候我会把我的这个 slide 呢传给各位。
And then at night I'll send you an email.
如果平常的时候，如果你没有收到我们的代祷事项，你可以把你的 email address 留给我。
If you never received the prayer request from me before, give me your email.
我会把今年特会的信息的录影跟我这个 slide 一起寄给你。
So that I can forward to you a video of the conference and also this PowerPoint slide.
所以当你一面在看的时候，我相信圣灵一样会感动你。
So when you go and look the video and listen to the audio, you will be touched.
所以第一天的信息是讲到神是四维的。
So the first day we talked about how God is the surrounding fire,
并做其中的荣耀
and also the glory within.
我比较想说的是我们在生活上的应用
and then I want to give you a practical application.
这里给我们一个信息，就是我们所经历的是一个摇不动的平安。
So here the message you have to take away is that we have this unshaken peace.
弟兄姊妹，每一天不要害怕
that do not live in fear.
因为凡事主要保护我们
Because in all things God will keep us.
所以在第二天的信息里面
And on the second day
那这样的一个信息呢，让我们在生活上有一个应用
Here another practical application.
就是我们里面有一个夺不去的喜乐
It says that we have the joy that cannot be taken away.
所以在我们里面不停地做见证
So that's why we have to continuously live our testimony.
当然我们知道这是显在外面的
And show our testimony.
所以呢，生活里面更重要的就是那个隐藏的生活。
And more importantly, what is your hidden life?
我们要非常的注意。
Pay attention to your hidden life.
第三天的晚上。
And the third night.
那在这样的一个信息里面。
In our message.
生活上的应用。
He talked about another practical application.
我们讲到奉献呢，要长我们的信心。
It says that when you offer, your faith grows.
因为当我们愿意奉献的时候，我们发现我们常常要引于圣灵。
Because when we offer, then we realize that we have to draw from the Spirit.
当我们愿意这样做的时候，神的教会就兴旺。
And when we're willing to do that, then the church will be restored.
所以到第四天的时候
，And on the fourth day.
弟兄又借着他这样的一个信息，让我们在生活上有一个应用。
And other practical applications.
就是我们的人，我们的财物都为主来摆上。
Just that all our men and all our resources belong to God.
归属我们的良人。
Belongs to God.
为主来装扮整齐。
So let us put the bride together for Him.
当我们知道我们是属于谁的时候，我们就把我们的所有都贡献在他的面前。
When we know who we truly belong to, then we know where we offer.
所以Ernie弟兄呢，就借着他的信息呼召我们过一个圣洁的生活。
So Brother Ernie told us to lead a holy life.
所以在生活上的应用呢，就讲到我们这个人要受到神的约束。
So a practical application is that we should be obedient and
submit to God. 做一个顺服神话语的人。
To be submitted to God's word.
做一个属天的子民。
To be a heavenly
person. 这是一个非常荣耀的事。
Because that's a glorious thing.
所以在我们弟兄第二篇信息里面就讲到。
So second message from Brother Ernie.
他就让我们在生活里面有一个应用。
Talk about another practical application.
常常被圣灵来充满。
That we should be filled by the Spirit continuously.
不断地引用这样的圣灵。
Continuously to draw from the Spirit.
看重圣灵并降服于圣灵。
To pay attention to the Spirit and be obedient to it.
所以你发现我们两位弟兄他们在信息上面彼此的配合。
So we see the brother C and brother Ernie, the message align.
那最后呢，我们的姐妹十姐妹呢，她就在这个侍奉的生活上跟我们有交通。
And lastly, Sister Mary shared with us another practical application.
所以呢，她就讲到，就说我们在侍奉的生活上，我们常常要称一称。
It says that when we offer and service, we have to put it on a scale.
当我们看到俗世的生活好像一称的时候，就比空气还轻。
When we looked at the worldly things, it's lighter than even air.
可是呢，我们的服事上到底在称的时候，是不是也是这样的一个情况呢？
But doing our service and offerings, are we really doing it from our heart?
我相信我们都一起在神的面前有这样的一个被提醒。
And I believe that we're all now reminded.
最后他讲到苦难对我们是宝贵的经历。
And lastly, she said that our difficult experience could serve as a lesson.
好像为他们为着启光弟兄的被主接去。
Just like brother David when he was taken away by God.
每一个弟兄都有很多的思想。
A lot of brothers and sisters, they were touched.
可是呢他特别讲到就是如果我们早放手给主。
And he talked about if we let it go before,
那主就做工在我们的中间。
Then God will do work in us.
最后讲到他说，若是我们每一个人都迫切为主而活。
And lastly, he said if we are all longing to work for God,
教会早就复兴了。
Then the church will be restored long time ago.
我们来唱诗歌248首。
So let's sing Psalm 248.
现在我们透过特会的信息。
So through our special message.
当我们再往前走的时候。
When we walk this path.
我们真的希望我们每一个人都把我们自己献上。
Let us all submit ourselves.
真的不断的在神的家里面，我们向人来诉说。
And continuously, we will give testimony.
把这美好的福音传出去。
And to preach to them this gospel.
我们唱第一节跟第四节
Stanza 1 and 4一起来
我尽全爱大地解放
心里有感动了吧？可以为我们祷告，我们一起祷告。
Touch, lead us by your prayers.